Shalom everyone, this is Rav Rafi speaking, coming to you from Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh with this week's Sem Torah. I hope that everyone is having a fabulous week wherever you are listening to this recording. Let's open up this week's Parsha and we can go to many, many Psukim and there's so many wonderful messages in this week's Parsha, but we don't have to turn far. For this week's Sem Torah, the first pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Mimoladetcha U'Beis Avicha El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. Hashem says to Avram, go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And there are a lot of perushim on this pasuk, and there's a lot of depth and a lot of interesting things that we can learn from this pasuk. But there's one message that I thought I would like to share with you from the Beis Yaakov, from the sefer called Beis Yaakov. I'm not exactly sure who that is. I saw it in a sefer called Tuv HaPaninim. And he asked the following question. He says, why does the Torah need to say, Vayomer Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha Mimoladcha Beis Avicha, El Haaretz Asher Areka? What are we adding, El Haaretz Asher Areka? Just say, Hashem says to Avram, go from your land, and your birthplace in your father's house. Go, travel, I want you to go. Go to Eretz Canaan. Why does it say, to the land that I will show you? Why is the emphasis on the land that I will show you? So he wants to say that Hashem was teaching Avraham and us a very important lesson. We should not ever go embark on a journey and say, well, I'm going from here all the way to Eretz Canaan, all the way far away. It's not going to happen. You can't travel from where you are, all the way far away, without taking it in stages. You have to take it slowly. That's how you're going to be successful. Hashem was telling Avraham, go from your land to the land that I will show you. I will show you a land that you can see from here. You can see it in the distance. Go there. And then from there, go to the next land that you can see in the distance. And from there, go to the next land you can see, and next land, until eventually you reach Eretz Canaan. Go slowly, level by level. Don't try to get from here to there in one shot. Take it slow, go gradually. And the lesson for us is obvious. When in terms of our own journey, our own spiritual journey, we should not be saying that I'm going to be going from here all the way to there in 1 second. I'm not going to start learning 21 hours a day from not learning at all. You can't do that. You can't jump that many levels in one thing. A person needs to take it slowly, know what they're trying to work on that one thing, and then when they feel like they've accomplished that, or at least they feel comfortable with what they've gained already, then they can go on to the next thing. But to go and take everything all at once, you will end up with absolutely nothing. This is a message that we also say in Mariv, in Birchas Kriyashma of Mariv, of Arvit, of Arvis, Arvit, I guess, that we say in the evening prayer, we say, Hashkibeinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom. And in part of that bracha we also say, V'aser Satan Milafaneinu U'Me'acharenu. Please Hashem, remove the Satan from in front of us and from behind us. So I know the Satan in front of me, he's a very, very dangerous enemy. He's trying to get me in the future to mess up. So I'm davening to Hashem, please Hashem, remove that satan. I don't want to be faced with those challenges. I'd rather your help when it comes to trying to defeat the satan in front of me. What is the satan behind me? What are we talking about? The aser satan milafaneinu, in front of us. U'me'acharenu, the satan behind us. What kind of satan is there behind us? He's in the past. What am I worried about? So I once heard a very nice explanation. There are a number of explanations, but one explanation that I heard is Vaser Satan Milafaneinu U'me'acharenu, remove the Satan from behind us. The Satan sometimes says, I'm going to try to get that person to do averos. I'm going to try to get them to mess up in the future by being in front of them. If that's not working, the Satan will move behind us. What does he do behind us? He gives us a little push. And we think that we are really defeating the Satan by saying, oh, I'm going to do more than I'm up to, more than I should be doing right now. We think that that's defeating the Satan. Really, that's the Satan defeating us. That the Satan's pushing us to go too quickly, to take on too much. That is one of the tricks of the Satan. That's what we're davening in Marv when we say, "Vaser Satan milafaneinu u'me'acharenu. That's the lesson the Beis Yaakov says that we learn from this pasuk. Ela aretz asher ra'eka. Go to the place that you can see. Go one level at a time. From there, you go to the next level. There, the next level. Rav Shlomo Freifeld, a master educator, strongly recommend the book Rav Shlomo, about Rav Shlomo Freifeld's life. He had students who were, they didn't have the strongest background. One time a student came to him and he said, with the Gemara, he said, I'm too overwhelmed. I don't know if I'm able to learn all this Gemara. So Rav Freifeld turned to him and said, you don't have to learn all this whole Gemara. And I'm sure it's okay because Rav Freifeld did it. He took the first page and ripped it out of the Gemara and said, this is your Masechta. Learn this page. Before conquering the entire Masechta, first do page 1, then do page 2, then page 3, then page 4, and eventually you'll finish the entire Masechta. But you should not view it as the entire Masechta all at one shot. That's impossible. You can't do that. That's what we are struggling against with the Satan. That's what we're trying to learn from this week's Parsha. So the bracha is, hopefully all of us will continue our growth level by level, and we should not take it too quickly that we end up with nothing. We should do it in a way that we are maximizing our full potential. I hope everyone has an amazing, fabulous, wonderful Shabbos.